Welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Rabbi Yosef Elimelech ben Yehudis. We're going to be discussing Inan Avenu Miskaven in Psik Reisha, based on the shiur of Agon Agadol Rabbi Abba Berman Zitzal. In Tosis in Meseches Ksubis, the Vav Amar Aleph, Dibra Maschel Mesuch Reisha, he brings the sheet of the Aruch that Psik Reisha Delo Nichale is Mutter. Now it says in the Gemara in Meseches Shabbos that if somebody on Kuf Gimel, if somebody plucks endives or prunes reeds, if his intent is to improve the ground, the shear is a kol shehen. Frek the Gemara. They always improve the land. Since it happens automatically, he should always be liable for a kol shehu. The Gemara says that if it's lachilets kegrogeres, im levehemes gnopli agdil, there's a bigger shear. But since it's always going to be miyapa the karka, it should always be a kol shehu. So first the Gemara brings the one teretz, and then the Gemara says another teretz that Abaye says that it's talking about a case where he doesn't intend to improve the land and it belongs to his friend, and therefore it's mutter and the shear is going to be a kol shu because that's not his intention. So from here the Aruch proves that psik resh to lo nichale is mutter, because here it's lo nichale, it's his friend's land. And even though it's a psik resh, he's going to improve the land. Since it's lo nichale, it's mutter. The Rosh brings the Aruch from that he proves his shita from here. And the Rosh argues, and the Rosh says, no. This Gemara is not talking about it being mutter. Of course it's Aser. The Gemara is merely talking about whether or not the person's chayiv chatas. But Aser, it's Aser l'kule alma. And memela psik resh lo nichale is Aser. So to explain the machokas between the Aruch with the Rosh, it would appear as follows. That bepashtus it's mashma, that the gather of the din miskaven is an inyan of kavana. When a person is chayev for a psik resha l'chora, it's because he has kavana. So that would mean that since a person knows when he cuts off the head of a chicken that the chicken's going to die, so selikdin der meise, it's munach b'meise. And his act of cutting off the head of the chicken also is an act of kavana to kill the animal. Just like the act of cutting off the head of the chicken he did with kavana, even though he doesn't want the animal to die. But since the animal is automatically going to die, it's like he had kavana that the animal should also die, and therefore it's aser. That's why psik resha should be aser. So that's how the Chazon Ish explains it. But the Rambam seems to hold not like that, because the Rambam, when he talks about psik resha being us, the Ram says, "Afi shalonis kavein la," even though he doesn't have kavana. So it's mashma that also b'psik reisha, it's considered that he doesn't have kavana. Nevertheless, he's chayev. Not only that, but the Aruch holds that psik reisha lo nichale is mutter. And if pshat psik reisha is that you had kavana, so then why is it mutter if it's lo nichale? He had kavana. And if a person has kavana to do an isser on Shabbos, even if it's not nichale, it's usser. So here it's like he had kavana. So how's it mutter if it's lo nichale? The Chazon Ish explained another explanation, that the Eino Miskaven is mutter. Why is the Davar Sheino Miskaven mutter? Because the Maisa doesn't relate to him. It's like the Maisa was done automatically. The lack of Kavana is Mevatel the Maisa. But even if somebody drags a bench and it makes a ditch, it's not his Malacha. It's like the Malacha was done automatically and so was given over in the name of the Goyin Rabbi Aaron Kotler. However, it's not so mistaber to say that it's kinasim e'elav, that it happens automatically, lemaisa he did it, just because he didn't have kavan, it's like he didn't do it. Also, we have a steerer from the fact that a person goes to gullus if he's chopping down a tree, and the axe flies off the handle and kills somebody. There's no kavan, it shouldn't be his mice, he shouldn't have to go to gullus. But he does go to gullus. So you see that it is his mice, even without kavan. And we also have the sugyan psachim adaf chofheyam et beis, where it says that if a person has forbidden hana that comes against his will, Abai says it's mutter and Rava says it's usser. And the Gemara says, when are they arguing? The lo efshir, it's impossible to avoid this maisa, but kamachabin, he intends to get the hana. According to Rav Shimon, who follows kavana, so everybody holds that it's usser because he has kavana. They're arguing according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it doesn't matter whether or not he has kavana, it's always going to be usser. So if it's efsher, then there's a machlokas. If one can avoid it, this maisa, there's a machlokas. Abaye is matir, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't follow the person's kavana. Either way it's aser, and we say that lahachmir, that either way it's aser, even without kavana it's aser, we don't go after achar kavana to Adam. So too, we don't go after his kavana, also lahakel. And we say that if he can't avoid doing this maisa, it's mutter for him to do it, even if he has kafana. So, we don't follow his kavana lahachmir, and here we don't follow his kavana lahakal. It ends up kumtais akula. What's the kula? That we don't follow his kavana, and it's mutter because lo efshir. Even if he's miskavin lehanos, it's going to be mutter because lo efshir, because he can't avoid this maisa. That's all Abaye. And Rava says, no, that's how why Abaye was matir, and Rava says, no, atkan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda, that everyone miskavin is kim miskavin, that we don't pay attention to kavan, and either way it's aser is lechumra. But if he has kavana, we can't say that it's like he didn't have kavana. We don't go so far, lakula, and say that we're mekel and say that him having kavana is like he didn't have kavana, and the memela it's mutter. No. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, says the Rava, or Machmir, and we say that even if he doesn't have kavana, it doesn't matter. He's chayiv kavana or not kavana. So that's lechumra. When it comes to akula, we can't say, oh, he had kavana, and we're still going to be mekel and say that he doesn't follow kavanas. Is that lo nachon? If he has kavana, then Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's aser. So Rabbi Yehuda holds darav shenu miskavein is aser, even though he doesn't have kavana. When he does have kavana, we're not mekel and say, oh, since it's lo efshir, it's going to be mutter despite the fact that he had kavana. No. If he actually had kavana, then it's going to be aser. And we don't say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pay attention to whether or not he had kavana, only lechumra. But lekula, we don't say that. Ad kan divrei agemara. Now, if we say that the din of miskaven is an in of kavana, meaning that when he had kavana, he had kavana, and then when he didn't have kavana, then he didn't have kavana, and it all depends on kavana. And we wanted to say that pshat and psik resha is the Chazanish says that it's like he had kavana. It's the first mahalach we said. So if that's the case, according to Reb Shimon, what does the kavana add? Remember, we're talking here in this case in the Gemara, he had kavana. According to Reb Shimon, who says Dovr Sheinu Miskaven is mutter, but Dovr Sheinu Miskaven, Sheinu Miskaven is mutter. But here it's going to be usher because here he did have kavana. But what does the kavana help that it's going to be usher if it's low efsher? Because if according to Reb Yehuda it's mutter because of low efsher, and therefore his maisa halicha is not considered a maisa of lekichas hana'ah. So also according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be mutter. For the same reason, when he goes to get this hana'ah, like for example, somebody walks in the shuk and he's smelling the bread on Pesach, or a person walks to smell the senses, incense of Avodah Zarah, whatever it may be, if he goes and it's lo efsher, he has to, he has no choice for whatever reason, he has to go on this path, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's off the hook. It's not considered a ma'aseh of lekichas hana. So also according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be mutter. So So what is his kavanah less or help? The fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's mutter means that Rabbi Shimon should also hold that it's mutter. You're right, the person's trying to get hana, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says even if normally a person doesn't have kavana, it's going to be aser, but here it's mutter because it's low efsher. Just like here it's mutter because it's low efsher according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be mutter because it's low efsher according to Rabbi Shimon as well. And ma mosif the kavana, according to Rabbi Yehuda says kavana doesn't matter, either way it's going to be aser, but the low efsher is matir, so according to Rabbi Shimon the low efsher should also be matir. And according to the second mahalach that we mentioned, that eino miskaven is not considered his maisa, it's also shver. Because according to this, kavan according to Reb Shimon is effective only that it should be his maisa. And it's like, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that without kavana, it's like it's his maisa. If the kavana shaft the maisa, like they would say in the yeshivas, if kavana creates the maisa, then how can you say that Reb Shimon says it's aser? Because the person has kavana. Okay, so now it's like it's his maisa. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that even without kavana, it's his maisa, because Rabbi Yehuda says. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, Darvish Eino Miskaven is Aser. So even without Kavana, it's considered his Maisa. So the with Kavana, according to Rabbi Shimon, creates the same situation as without Kavana, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's his Maisa. And since Rabbi Yehuda holds, in this case, that it's the Dolo Evsher, that it's Mutter, Abazoi, according to Rabbi Shimon, should also be Mutter. Ma Mosif HaKavana. Just makes it his maisa, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, when it's his maisa, it's okay as long as it's an efsher. Shimon should hold the same way. So how do you understand this Gemara lefi shnei mahalchim? So Mirtz Hashem, I'm hoping Birtzos Hashem Darkenu, that in the next shir we will explain the concept of Eino Miskaven in Psik Reisha, and we'll see in a flow. Samir Tz Hashem, Mitaris Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.